From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump reversed years of chilly relations with Egypt, welcoming President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Monday to the White House. Mr. Trump praised him for doing a fantastic job under difficult circumstances. Through an interpreter, the Egyptian leader lauded Mr. Trump's commitment to the fight against jihadism.
To counter this evil ideology that is claiming innocent lives, that is bringing devastation to communities and nations, and that is terrorizing the innocent people, Your Excellency, very strongly and very openly, you will find Egypt and myself always beside you in bringing about an effective strategy in the counterterrorism effort.
Relations foundered after the army overthrew President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack said bilateral relations are crucial.
Realistically, the United States has to have a working relationship with the government of Egypt, and whether we like their system of government or not, it's helpful to have good relations between the two presidents. But much of what Egypt wants requires the agreement of Congress.
He said he expects Cairo to be disappointed by the amount of aid offered. The credit rating agency S&P Monday cut South Africa's rating to junk status following dismissal of the country's finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, by President Jacob Zuma. Jani Russo heads the Wits University School of Economics and Business Science.
The only way we can get out of this low growth trap is through improved investment that will only follow on improved confidence in the South African economy. What President Zuma has done last week was not building confidence in the economy, but rather destroying confidence in South Africa.
Mr. Zuma's critics are seeking a no-confidence motion in Parliament. This is VOA News.